The Gospel of John, chapter 7, has been a very challenging journey for Jesus. A lot of conflict with the authorities of the country. And Jesus' journey, therefore, to the cross has always been that challenging. And in today's Gospel in particular, we have three responses to Jesus. The first response was that of faith. Yes, he is the prophet. He is the Son of God. And the second response from the Pharisees was that of resistance. He is not the prophet. He is not the Christ. And the last response was that of timidity. That is coming from Nicodemus. He is timid to show up his faith. Dear friends, these three responses represent what our inner lives, how we react when we listen to the word of God, when we listen to the call of Jesus. Sometimes when Jesus invites us into a life of holiness, we can either be resistant like the Pharisees did. They did not accept the message of Christ because they were looking for his background. They were looking at his status in community. They were looking at Jesus' position, and they forgot that he was bringing to them the good news of the kingdom of God, the good news that comes to transform the lives of everyone who listens to Jesus. And the second response is that of faith. Yes, he is the Son of God. We believe in him. This is a response of those who understand that Jesus did not come for his own sake, but Jesus came for us. He came so that we can have life, as St. Paul says, and have it to the full. He came that we might experience his healing presence. We might experience his comfort. And the last response, that is the response with timidity. Yes, I hear you, Jesus, but I'm still scared. What can I do? It's like the response of the young man who came to Jesus and asked him, Master, what can I do to have eternal life? And Jesus told him, go do this. Go sell all what you have. Give it to the poor and come follow me. And this young man didn't see it. He didn't take it as funny. He went back home. So sometimes we too might listen to Jesus. We have a conversation with Jesus, but we fail to give him our all because we are timid to be holy. We are afraid to be holy. Dear friends, this season of Lent invites each and every one of us to let go of whatever enslaves us in the past. Look forward into the future. Do not be scared if you have failed in your Lenten promises up to this day. It's not late. It's not over yet. We still have a couple of days to go with Jesus Christ. So bring your burdens to him. Surrender them to him in prayer and trust in him in faith, and he will answer you. Amen.